From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. A closed-door session of Eureka City Council Tuesday, and the lone item on the agenda involves what is titled Public Employee Discipline / Dismissal / Release. City Clerk Pam Powell telling Lost Coast Outpost the special closed session meeting can pertain to only one of three city employees. The council has three employees that work directly for them, city manager, city attorney, and city clerk. Powell says any action taken against any of these officials requires action of the council. A man under arrest charged in relation to arson and other counts. Authorities responding to a residence in the area of Orchard Way and Boy Scout Camp Road in Myers Flat. A man had tried to intentionally set a residence on fire, they say, when people were inside. Deputies arrived on the scene. They found burned objects still smoldering outside the residence. They learned that 66-year-old Michael Merriman, who was known to the occupants inside, had approached them and invited them to join him at his residence nearby. When they declined, Merriman reportedly became angry and began threatening them. He then reportedly barricaded the door to the residence, trapping the occupants inside, and tried to light the residence on fire. The occupants were able to get out and suppress the fire using a garden hose. Personnel with the Myers Flat Volunteer Fire Department and CAL FIRE got to the scene and made sure the fire was out. Merriman was later located at a nearby residence, taken into custody without incident. He was booked into the Humboldt County Jail on arson and other charges. Local health officials reminding people it's always important to get tested and know your HIV status in recognition of National HIV Testing Day on Wednesday. Humboldt County recently saw a spike in newly diagnosed cases, and the only way to know if you have HIV is to get tested. The Centers for Disease Control says an estimated 1.1 million people in the U.S. live with HIV. 1 in 7 of them are unaware they have it. CDC recommending everyone get tested for HIV at least once in their lifetime, and those in high-risk groups get tested once a year or more. Eureka Police volunteers, along with longtime resident Jerry Bartley, are holding a fundraiser for Shop with a Cop and Neighborhood Watch on the 4th of July from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Eureka's Old Town at the department's safety booth at 2nd and D Streets. Shop with a Cop is a program the Eureka PD facilitates every December, offering shopping trips to Target for deserving kids. This year will mark the department's fifth event. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.